This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jono!
I'm so excited.
I know, we're back. We're back for a new year.
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. Like, what the hell?
It's been a while since we've been in the studio together.
It has, and I'm so glad to be here. It's a beautiful day. It's just wonderful to be back here at Joy.
Yeah, I know.
What has everyone been doing? Like, tell us, message us.
Yes, message us throughout Instagram.
Have you missed us?
I reckon they have.
And if you're only joining us for the first time today, Yoni, this is Living Life Single.
Yes, where being single means you are never by yourself.
And yes, that is a real laugh.
I don't know how I pulled that. I don't know how I remember that. I have.
It's taken me 2 years.
I'm like, almost. Look, in about 30 seconds, I will have forgotten it. We've
got to remember the text number and the email yet.
God, look, it's our first time back. We've got to take it a bit easy,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We don't have everything under wraps yet.
Well, talking of, that's going to be the subject of our show, I think, today.
What is?
Well, oh my God, he's testing me already. The new year, new me, new year's resolutions.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, we're going to have a chat about it.
Oh.
What is everyone's plan this year? How are we going to go into this year? How have we already started?
Because
we're almost like, you know, we're in February.
Yeah.
So it's crazy already.
It is insane. And I think for you as well, this year is going to be very different for you, Jono.
Yes.
You know, you've had your surgeries.
Oh.
And you're ready to smash
it. Yeah, look, we're not out of the woods yet. There's still a couple more, but this is the year where we've just got to, you know, hopefully get on
and
with it.
I think astrologically, this is the year
this
too.
This is the year. I feel the energy.
A whole lot of people.
Yeah.
It's the year to sort of just bang stuff out and really just, you know, go out there and just smash it, right?
Yeah. We are here to bang stuff out. And we're discussing all things New Year's resolutions. And what is your plan for the new year?
Oh, Jono, I miss you.
Thank you.
I was just looking at you going, oh. And I just loved that song. I was literally getting up and dancing.
It was very positive one.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much.
I know. The guys in the next studio may have had a thing to say about it.
That's all right. But, you know, it's not the first time we've danced.
I know. Oh, we should definitely live stream.
I know, right?
Maybe through the radiothon this year we'll do that.
Yeah.
We should live stream because people need to see this visually as well.
Because I think we're just as entertaining visually, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they look at us and laugh.
Oh, my God. So tell me, what are your New Year's resolutions? Do you have any? Do you even do that?
Generally, no, Jono, I don't have any New Year's resolutions. However.
Yes.
However, I am being, I think things started building up at the end of last year for me in a positive way.
Okay.
And I'm continuing that momentum. And it's not that I've got resolutions right at the start of this year, but I will set some goals that I haven't done so yet. But I want to set some manifestation goals.
Ooh,
right? So it's not like a resolution. It's going to be, I'm going to really be quite specific this year in what I'm going to manifest. Mm. So I just need to get in the headspace for that to happen.
Oh, okay.
So once I get into that headspace, then that'll happen. But little things are positive. So I'm just going to continue. I was doing my affirmations last year. I'll continue doing those this year. But I did do something new at the start of this year. I took a positive step for getting healthy.
Sorry, John. I was gonna say something then that you told me off air, and I thought that might be the step that you've taken.
I don't know what I've told you off air, so I'm a little
Oh dear, no, I can't say. But carry on. Sorry.
Well, in the break, you can tell me, and I'll let you know if it's appropriate.
No, it's not.
Okay. I don't know how to say this without yeah. sounding a bit
just
contrived.
Say it. Just say it.
Because people just go, what are you talking about?
Spit it out.
So I wanted to, I had a lot of, I was always quite conscious, I had a lot of like belly fat, right?
I know
people look at me and go, oh, no, you don't, you know, but I hide it very well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's 7 foot eight.
Yes, and it's not just talking about my height. But
oh, dear.
No. So I've always been quite lean and so, you know, I hide it very, very well, but it was getting a little too much for me.
Right.
And I was all like, right, I'm done with this. And a lot of it was visceral fat. So that's the fat. That's the unhealthy fat.
Yeah, that's the unhealthy fat.
Under like all your organs.
Yeah.
And all that kind of
stuff. So what have you done?
Well,
come on.
Do you know, what have you done?
Auntie Jono. Come on. What have you gotten yourself into?
I've lost it.
And I found it.
Yeah. Yes, I was looking for it under the bed and look who was there.
Did Imelda find it? She's back.
She's back. God. Imelda played a big part in this.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys.
Imelda played a big part in this because of being a little self-conscious with what I've got around the waistline. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you how I lost it.
Yeah.
Straight after this. Hush, Ben Swisser on Joy 94.9. Jono, you're laughing.
Swisser.
I think it's Swisser. Let's just
love.
Say.
I love that song. Very nice.
Very nice.
Easily foot tapping, easy listening pop sort of song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what we need.
It's what we need on a Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you were telling me about what your affirmations were for this year rather than New Year's resolutions. And I just wanted to say I'm proud. It's very, very nice of you to share those with us.
What are you on? Right, let me just focus, please.
No, you were. What were you
saying? I was saying I'd lost my visceral fat.
Oh, you'd lost some visceral fat,
and you had found it.
And
for
I'd
me.
Found it, but that look, and it's been still work in progress.
We're gonna talk about how I did that. Your memory's just gone to.
I know. Focus. I was looking at some notes.
Get off the
phone. No, I was looking at my notes.
Right. Okay.
I was looking at notes because I was going to say that many resolutions are rooted in. No, but I paused at the wrong time. Rooted in heteronormative ideas of success. That's quite a good point. But you know, we're not. So what we're saying is stop. We're not really doing resolutions. We're doing more affirmations. Plans, strategic affirmations of what we want this year.
As a single person.
As a single, living life single person.
Yeah. And I think for me, I wanted to be healthy and I wanted to look better.
And you've already started.
Yeah. And I think that's probably, I don't know, like, I think looking better is...
These are fingers, not wands.
No, I'm going So to give some, I've just put my finger on my mouth because I'm thinking about what, and Jono's just stopped.
What do you mean look better? You look great. Like, what do you mean? You got rid of the visceral fat.
Yeah,
you can't really do much more.
No,
from
but that was driving. So, you know.
Drive. Oh, dear.
So I think, I wanted to, from a single perspective, because I am single.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yes, I am. 100%. And I just wanted to just look and feel and be healthy.
Okay.
So I really think the universe is speaking out to me this year because I was just like, oh, how do I lose this? It's such an effort. It's challenging, believe it or not. And I have always been quite fortunate where I've been
quite tall and lean.
Tall and lean. Yes. And I could hide things and I could eat a lot. And throughout my whole life, I've eaten a whole lot of food. And there was probably about a point about 10 years ago when it got too much.
Yeah, okay.
Where my stomach was not bloated. I actually, and this is how I knew I needed to do something, right? And I don't know if I've told you this story. So I was out one night and I wear really tight tops. And I had this drag queen come up to me, and she got her finger out like I'm doing, like she was going to cast a spell.
Oh, dear.
Right? She got her finger out, and long finger, and she comes up to me, and so, and she points, she starts pointing to my face.
Oh,
and
no.
She's like, "This is good." And then points to my arms. Oh. "This is good." Points to my chest. "This is good. This is good. This is good. This, you need to sort this out." And she pointed to my stomach.
Oh, no.
She said that, right? And I'm just like, oh, my God, right?
Oh, dear.
And I was already, like, I kind of ignored that area of my body, right?
Yeah.
But she was right. It was, and it was unhealthy. It was
well, that's not her place just to point that out.
Absolutely. Like,
I mean, we could have picked apart her drag, but anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, "Honey, I do push-ups like a, to sort this out." I'm like, "All right." And so I was a bit like,
yeah, like I would have said, "Yeah, but push-ups ain't going to sort that face out." You're probably going to need to do something a little bit more drastic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. So, and then I had like gut issues, and I'm not sure if it was just bloated, whatever. Yeah. But it wasn't bloated. It was a lot of unhealthy fat around the organ. So I sorted that out a long time ago.
Okay.
And slowly crept back. Now, it wasn't anything bad.
Right.
But I'm like, I want to get rid of it. So,
you've done the visceral fat.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I literally the universe is speaking out to me, because I was just watching on YouTube, and then something was all about how to lose your visceral fat. So okay. I watched it and I did it, and it worked.
Oh, good. Well, look, I'm working on my visceral fat, and fat in general.
Yeah, right.
I wrote some words down for the first time on my notice board that I have in my kitchen, and it was health.
Was it Yanni, I love you?
Yes, that was in brackets. It was brackets. Yanni is the best.
Right, thank you. Good, good.
But
good.
It said health, happiness, travel, and you. So
me.
Just. Like, no, me.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's like that bloody meme. But you as in me.
So,
as in myself.
Right, yeah.
As in spending time on myself, making sure that I'm having some time to look after myself.
Mm.
Travel, health, obviously just getting things in order.
So, let's talk about the first one. The first one was you wrote down.
I think it was travel.
Travel,
so,
okay.
So
you wrote. Why did you write down travel?
Because I feel
travel.
Yes,
where? What? Where are you?
Just
what
travel,
you
like, and just not just around Australia, but have a trip.
What,
so
to the shopping centre? To
even
like,
that excites me. But
oh, real,
but just you know, just just
which part of the shopping?
I'm
center?
Earning money to like. What are we saving for? So let's you know, life's too short. So I want to save up some money and then spend it straight away and go on a great trip and try and do that every year or every couple of years on a big item. We won't be America, unfortunately, now for the foreseeable future.
Mm.
But like, I'm going to a wedding this year in Spain, a second wedding that I'm going to.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna stay in Barcelona. I'm going around that area in Spain. Then I'm gonna go back to my home, Britain, England.
So,
and have some time there.
Do you think your recent sort of health issues?
Yes.
Had an impact into deciding that travel.
Probably.
Why travel? Why
is that? Because I just want to escape.
You, and for you as a single person, why is that important? Because are you going to be traveling alone?
Yeah, I'm traveling. So some of our past episodes, which you can hear in all good podcast areas, about traveling as a solo traveler and escaping and having some, you know, that kind of stuff. I want to be, it's exciting. I want to go meet some new people. You never know who's out there. I want to go and have an experience. Life's too short. So that is why I put travel there, whether it's interstate or it's international. I'm going to do that.
And did you have this theory of life's too short before?
You remember we've spoke about that kind of anxiety about losing parents and anxiety about life. It really is. And I'm just like, gosh, like I'm going to be 44 this year. Like, you know, so it's like, wow.
So what was there a specific moment, Jono, that prompted that, like to go, that realization that life is too short?
Just, I need to just get on with, you know, life, crack on and, you know, make plans and have a good time and use, instead of just sitting there at home and festering and, you know, get out there. I need to get, that's why I also put health on there. So once my eyes are better, you know, I can start PT again now. I can, and start exercising. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy spirit, healthy mind,
so
healthy body.
I just, for our listeners.
Yes.
I'm just trying to sort of figure out what's prompted this. Is it the new year?
It must have been the new year, but also like...
Have you just had enough of like...
Yeah, like this is a new year. So it is a new calendar. It's a new 365 days of writing a new story, essentially. So that is what I'm doing. And yes, at the end of last year, all these sort of things that have been happening with my eyes and having to phone in and present via phone because I couldn't see, all that kind of stuff. So that's where I'm at. And then sort of life and happiness and me time, you know.
Okay. I want to come, we're going to go to our sponsors.
Yes.
We're going to play sponsors. A song as sponsors. I want to delve into the last, the other two of yours.
Oh my God. It's Miss Minogue, Kylie herself. Celebrate Good Times. We are here on Joy 94.9. And before that, we had the queen herself, Britney, with Break the Ice. And Yoni, I hear that Britney might be coming to Australia.
Is she? See, I did not hear this. Is this true?
I was just having a chat with another presenter then off air. But apparently so. Ticket Tech, the latest news story I heard. Mm. So this is part of affirmations this year maybe. But Britney Spears has said that, you know, Ticket Tech, they've put an interest out there for Britney and basically saying that she's coming. But I don't know when. It's going to be one of those stories that are going to drop and it's going to be like... Get your tickets.
My God.
It could be the end of the year. It might even be start of next.
Should we get her on the show?
Oh, yeah. Brittany, if you're listening.
Is she single?
Are you single, Britt? Come on, love.
Let's get her
on. Leave the knives at home. oh, my God. So tell me, we're talking new year, new us, resolutions, affirmations. What are you doing for this year? Not you, Yoni, but I'm talking to you at home. You can email us on onair@joy.org.au. Let us know what you're doing. Follow us on Instagram, which is?
Living life _single.
Or you can text us in 0427 569 949.
Love it.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking about you. We discussed you wrote three things down. And one of them was...
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, you. Me. You.
Yes. You as in Jono.
Me.
Yes. Yep. You wrote three. And we discussed the first one, which is travel.
Travel.
And what was the second one?
I think there was down? Health and you. No, right. No. Like me.
Yes. All right. Talk to me about health.
Health. Why? It's such a general thing.
So what do you mean by that and what prompted that for you? And... Why is that important to you as a single person?
Just as a single person, because having some of these issues recently made me realize I'm alone. I'm at home. Mm. You know, I can't rely on too many people. I went to have a major surgery on my own, took myself down there on the tram or the train. Oh, no, I got an Uber down there and got the tram home like the next day after the surgery. But, you know, I don't want to keep doing that. I don't want more surgeries. I don't want to wake up on my own in a hospital. And, you know, yes, my family were around. They were all at work and stuff. But because I've had that same operation on the other eye, they kind of assumed that, oh, it's fine. He'll be okay. But, you know, it's not just that. It's about that then recovery, that mental part. Mm. When you're like, why is this happening? Like, oh, God, you know, having an operation that big, I don't want any more surgeries. I'm sick of the hospital.
Yeah. And I think, you know what, like,
I gotta look after myself.
Yeah. And that's a part of embracing your singledom is looking after. Sorry, go.
I was going to say, it's not that I'm not looking after myself. It's actually just having type 1 diabetes, like I've said, that has caught up with me from over 20 years of having the disease.
Mm.
And it's just a complication that's just happened. And it started bleeding. So, you know, So anyway, look, it's just my diabetes is excellently controlled by my diabetes. I have a whole different team and that's another story. You know, we can talk about health issues another time. But health, I just think this year, I'm working with different teams to get healthy.
And do you know what the good thing is? And I don't know if you've realized this, but you're doing this for you.
Yeah, not anyone
you're
else.
You're not doing, and I think it's good, but it's also challenging because you're not motivated by someone else. So, for example, one of the podcasts that I was listening to over the summer, you know, they're like, you know, the reason for doing something, you know, do it for your kids, do it for your loved ones, blah, blah, right? Mm. And I just thought that's really interesting because as a single person, and I don't have kids, you don't have kids.
No.
Like finding that faith in yourself to do something for yourself,
yep.
right, is harder, I think, than doing it for other people. Like, you know, we will clean up, for example, when so the house is clean when someone else comes, right?
Yeah.
But when we're there by ourselves, we're like, no, whatever, right? So it's but it's a simple thing of I'm doing something for someone else as opposed to doing it for me.
Yeah.
Right. And what and it's harder to do things for yourself, right? Because maybe I think right at the start, our what you said about heteronormative ways and blah, blah, is, you know, we do things for other people.
Yeah.
But I think as a single person, if you can, you know, nut into that true self-love, mm-hmm. that true sort of inner light, that spirit, to do things for that and let that drive you, like let pull back the ego around that and let that drive you because you're doing it to align yourself with that spark.
Yeah.
More challenging, but I think the rewards are much more overpowering.
Mm.
And it's so good that you're doing that for you, that that is your driving force. Yeah. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right. And then the other word that I wrote down is you, Y-O-U, to remind myself that I need to take time to myself. And people might think, well, don't you just do that every day? Yes, I do, but I'm at work, I'm switched on, I'm in a high environment, sort of, you know, fast-paced role. I'm talking to people constantly every day, and you get sick of the sound your own voice.
And right? Do you know what? That's different. That is different because it is not...
It's nothing for you.
It's not time to... It just happens as it a default. Happens. It's a default.
Yeah.
It's not... And I think that's where people get confused.
Yeah.
It is not... purposeful time where you've gone to self-reflect
or spend some time on yourself, right?
Correct. It's as a default, and that doesn't always work because that can lead us to what we've discussed over the past year where whether you're self-thinking or the thoughts, and that's where all that comes in.
Yeah.
So I think it's unfair that people say, well, don't you
do that anyway?
We're all human, you need to allocate that time almost.
It seems silly, but even like a podiatry appointment, I booked another one in because they do your feet and toes and everything like that.
Do you get a little bit of a shave?
Yeah, everything.
Really?
Yeah. And I have to be careful of my diabetes so they get rid of all the dead skin and calluses if there are any.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
So you get retinopathy in your eye, which I've had recently, but you also get a chance of having nerve damage in your feet having diabetes as well. So I have to be careful walking on hot sand and all that kind of stuff. So I have to be dead careful of my feet.
Sorry, that sounded funny, Jono.
I know,
Jono. Walking on hot sand.
Hot sand, hot coals. So look, I've booked in a podiatry appointment, followed by then the next day, knowing that my feet will all be nice, a full-on sort of body massage and facial. And it's just so things like that. And also the other thing I just want to say before we go to a little break as well is what I mean by this is concentrating on what I want to do. So I've often been vocal about I put on a big showcase for artists in the live music scene in Melbourne.
Mm.
But what do I want?
Mm.
What is it that Jono wants? Like, so, you know, it might be that we both do some stand-up comedy again.
Mm.
Even start planning it this year, Yanni, because I think we could put on something with other people with us. We could do something like that. Why not? We could do it, right? For 2027 at least, so we could start planning this year. Things like that. What do I want to do? Why am I giving people opportunities? Why am I not giving myself an opportunity? And just quickly... And I'm kind of over people sort of rolling their eyes, or I've had people in the family also, when I've gone to pick up a microphone at a family event, they've kind of rolled their eyes and gone, oh, here we go. Here's the showman again. Well, then don't call on me when you actually want me to be the showman.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's fair.
It's all about me in that way. And it's selfish, but it's not, I don't think. That's where I'm at.
No.
There we go.
And I'm going to hold you to that. We've got it on air now.
We have.
And I'm going to get you to organise our stand-up comedy show.
Ooh,
there is a place in Melbourne
that does
this. And I'm going to put you in charge. Show? Correct.
Yes.
And you're going to reach out and you're going to book us and we're going to do it. And that's your job.
Okay. And then what we'll do is we'll get everyone from Joy come along.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're on Joy 94.9. Talk by...
Trevan.
So what happened during our song break? Mr. over
Jono
there,
here, Jono, yes,
said, oh, who's that? And I my brain, because I'm a little too much coffee, I was like, it was Trevan, which was a mixture of
sounds like a new hair shampoo,
which is a mixture of Troy and Sivan.
Oh my god.
Anyway, oh, that's where that came
from. So we've now named him Trevan.
Trevan, yeah. But this is Joy 94.9.
Oh, it is.
This is Living Life Single.
You are.
With Yanni and Jono. And we are single. And this is all about embracing your singledom. Where being single means you are never by yourself. That's exactly right, Jono. And this, what are we talking about today? We're getting our last segment, Jono.
Well, yeah, we've kind of been just discussing affirmations, resolutions. Mm. What are our plans and visions for this new year, because we're back after the holidays. It's now the start of February. So what are we keeping to those things? Are we still, you know, what are we doing? It doesn't matter if you don't. This is a new year to actually rewrite you as a person.
You as a single person. Yeah. And what have you thought about, and what can you do to sort of set success for this year that you want? And look, you know what? The thing with, I don't like New Year's resolution because why do you have to start it? I mean, you know, it makes sense to start something new at the new year, right? Yeah. But I think you can
start anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
And I'm always a believer, for me, if I start something, it can't just be 100% because it'll be too much. I have to ease into it. So I think even just, John,
yes.
He gave me the eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else.
I did not. I've got a lazy eye now because I'm joking. Just, I don't.
Just lazy in general? Is that just like, you don't, you know, it takes a bit of time for me. So I start things easy.
Right.
And that's why I know, like, I'm going to take a little bit of time to sort of do my manifestations.
Yeah.
I always, this is what I've sort of coined to myself a long time ago was give myself time to fail. So what I mean by that, right, if I'm starting something like, right, go to the gym, right, and get into a routine, I'm going to give myself a month to get into that routine.
Yeah.
So then in a month's time, that's when I'm going to be it, the routine will be set by then. But I'm going to give myself, you know, a good couple of weeks to figure out how to get that routine. So it's the pre-setup for me rather than just going, right, I'm going to do that, because that doesn't work for me. And I like, you know, someone else curious to know, like, give yourself permission to fail before you go, because it just kind of builds up slowly. So because I can't, that doesn't work for me. Going like full throttle doesn't sustain long-term success. So I'm like, give myself permission to fail, build up slowly. Are you building up slowly for your ones? Jono.
Well, yeah, look, I've started planning my trip, which is in September, October. It's all about building slowly, but I like to be organized. Building slowly, yeah, look, I with the health thing, it's on, you know, I'm reaching out to my PT again. I'll be starting that again soon. It's all about this. It's not about, you know, sprinting. It's about, you know, it's about slowly.
And do you know what I'm doing this year? Something that we talked about last year. I am booking in people this year.
Oh.
So I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And I just, because I'm not a planner.
You mean catching up with friends?
Yeah. I, you know, the weekends come and I'm like, oh, I've got nothing on. And so now I'm going to make a concerted effort to book in people, to catch up with people. So we're here on the Saturday. So my Sunday is going like to be my catch up day. And Sunday evenings will be my preparing stuff. But either Saturday mornings or Sundays will be my thing. So at the moment, you know, I've got some things on. So once probably this period finishes, I'm going to like start locking in people over a period of time. And I've already done that twice so far this year.
So you're taking a leaf out of, is it Jason's?
Jason, book? Yeah. But like, I'm like,
you're going to start scheduling.
Yeah, because I'm so sick of being by myself when I want to be with other people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, I'm gonna do it, because I've realized that if when I don't plan and I miss out on people. So I'm determined to do that this year.
That's funny, because I've kind of, under my words that I wrote on my like affirmation thing, you, Y-O-U for me, that's about not catching up with, like, it's like people know where I am, they have my number, and like I said to you, my eyes have never been more open when I had that operation, the first very scary
and
major eye surgery, and that they were closed. But like, it's funny how people don't reach out. They look at your story that yes, you've been in hospital, you've had this surgery, but no one actually goes, oh, John, I'm so sorry to hear that, how are you? Nothing. And I've had a good friend that is actually going to be over from Adelaide tomorrow. I first worked with her years ago in Adelaide. We're both doing this inspection of the ship because my friend is one of the salespeople for this cruise liner that's in town. I'm just going to go down and have a little gander. But she's reached out and said, are you busy tomorrow? How have you been? And I'm like, oh my God, like have you, like that they're in their own couple's kind of blindfolded world. Mm. And it's like, yeah, I think I've been better, but you would know from, it's all over social media. Or you could just text me and find out.
Yeah.
But no, like, and that's probably the relationship we have. We don't really, I do care for her, but like she never wants to know anything personal about me. So I'm kind of the opposite this year. I people have to make time with me. And if they don't, I'm spending it going out and doing things on my own that I want to do. Yeah.
Remember last year we did like an episode about being, you know, people expect us to be able to, because we are single.
Yeah.
But I'm catching up with all my single friends.
Okay.
You know, and locally. So I'm that's still... Nice. I'm the obligation that I felt that I had to people, it's no longer there. I'm like, right, I'm doing this for me because I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, you're taking the power.
And I'm going, well I'm going to make an effort to see the people that I want to see.
You want, yeah.
And the expectation that I go to everyone?
Yeah.
No.
I've done that in London. I've created an event for the people that I've had interactions with, people that are two of my best friends. So I've been kind of forward in doing that. But when I'm here, like people, you know where I am, you know my number. If you want me to come and see you, reach out and let me know. I'll be there.
Jono, guess what?
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end already.
It's the end.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite.
I know. I don't know where...
What underwear are you wearing today? Is the new segment that we've decided.
Wow, it's my new one.
No, no, it's not. It's what's been good this week.
Yeah,
and what hasn't? Positive, and what's been negative
because
about being
single. Because we're single. What about you? Did you?
Well, being planning my trip to the end of the year.
Good on you.
That's been great because I don't have anyone to say, oh, let's not stay there. I've planned the hotel, some of the hotels already. The flights are all locked in. Like, I just got a couple of internal ones to do. So I'm excited about that. That's like, you know, that kind of thing. About being negative? No. Nothing really. Look, just, yeah, there's not really been anything negative this week. No.
Great. For me, the best thing about being single this week was I'm embracing everything that's positive about being single.
So
that's good, and just you don't need the hassle and the fuss and the second thoughts, and you just I'm going out and having fun.
There we go. Yeah. Well, we hope you're having fun wherever you are, wherever you're listening today. We love that you've been with us here on Joy 94.9, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.